So I'm Chris Corsi. I'm the mayor of Santa Rosa. Really glad to be gathered here with all of you to welcome Dan home.
Yeah.
1613 Kerry Lane. I know this means a lot to Dan. He's going to sleep here tonight. But this also means a lot to the whole community. Right now I want to introduce the man who's been representing our community at the federal level for a long time and who's done a great job for us in Washington since the fire. We're pleased he could be here. Please welcome Congressman Mike Thompson.
Well, Mayor, thank you very much, and thank you to all of you. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome home, man.
Thanks.
This is a fantastic day. You know, this is such a wonderful community. Everybody's come together. We've worked through this terrible, terrible, terrible tragedy that's affected our area, just devastated our area. Everyone stayed positive. Everyone's moving forward. Everyone's got their shoulder to the wheel. And this is just the first step in showing that we're back. We're back, and it's going to be, you're going to see improvements like this every day from now on. So I want to thank all the partners who are here. Everybody worked together for the betterment of the community, and I'm just honored to be able to be here today. So thank you all, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you to all the residents of Coffee Park and Santa Rosa and all the areas that have been devastated by these fires. I can't even tell you how many people have driven by with thumbs up and nothing but positive reactions to this rebuild. People I don't even know bringing me flowers and plants today. Overwhelming. Unbelievable. City of Santa Rosa, you guys, for an overwhelming disaster, the response that we've had, a lot of hiccups for sure, and yeah, I had to push some buttons, but you guys responded. And all I ask is that you find further ways to streamline the process for others to be in the situation that I'm in right now.
In the crowd at Dan Bradford's home was a neighbor, Katie Delzell, and her three kids. I asked her about times in the past 7 months when things haven't gone smoothly.
Bumps, I guess the hardest part is trying to get everything lined up at once, to have the money in hand to turn around to start the process, and then figure out how much money you'll have by the end to make sure that the process is finished correctly and on time. So just kind of getting everything organized with insurance and a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, a lot of contact with a lot of different people, a lot more adulting than I've ever done in my life, my 32 years.
What stage are things at now?
We are just weeks away from obtaining the permit. So hopefully we start foundation in 3 weeks, and we hope to be in by Christmas.
Is that what you've promised the kids?
I haven't promised them anything quite yet, but I don't think they have much understanding of that time yet, so I think I'm good. My oldest is only 6, so he thinks Christmas is forever.
I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.